Hey everyone, are you ready for this? We had a ton of requests to take a deep dive into the Book of Proverbs.
Yeah, Proverbs is always a popular one.
It really is. And this time we're going to be looking at a lecture series by Dr. August Konkol.
Oh, I like him. He's got some really insightful stuff.
Yeah, and in this particular session, session 4, he has this super interesting approach to wisdom.
Oh, tell me more.
He compares finding wisdom to, like, searching for hidden treasure.
I like that.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to be exploring today, unearthing this treasure.
Sounds like an adventure.
It totally is. Okay, so Proverbs can seem kind of, you know, ancient sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, how does this apply to me today?
Exactly. But Dr. Konkol does a great job of making it relevant.
Yeah, he's good at that.
So where do we even start with this whole wisdom treasure hunt?
Well, Proverbs chapter 2 is a really good place to begin.
Why chapter 2? What's so special about it?
It lays out this super clear if-then scenario for getting wisdom.
Ooh, I love a good if-then. Okay, break it down for me. What's the if?
The if is all about you.
Me? What about me?
It's about how much effort you're willing to put in.
Like, I have to work for it. Wisdom's not just gonna, like, fall into my lap.
I've got it. It's not passive. It takes genuine desire to seek wisdom.
So I can't just sit around and wait for wisdom to show up?
Nope. You got to be proactive. You got to want it.
Okay. So I got to put in the effort. What's the payoff? What's the then part of this if-then deal?
The then is where it gets exciting.
Liani.
If you genuinely seek wisdom, you get all these amazing rewards.
Oh, like what?
Well, Proverbs tells us you gain understanding.
Understanding. Okay.
Which then helps you make righteous judgments.
So basically, making better choices, right?
Yes. Choices that are aligned with what's good and just.
Gotcha. So it's like making choices that not only benefit me, but also benefit others.
Exactly. And all of this ultimately leads to a more fulfilling life.
I mean, who doesn't want a more fulfilling life, right?
Right. And here's the thing. It's not a one-time thing.
Oh. What do you mean?
Dr. Konkol really emphasizes this. Learning wisdom is never finished.
Wait, never. So I got to keep learning even when I'm old and gray.
Yep. Even when you think you've got it all figured out, there's always more to learn.
I guess you're right. Like, you never really stop growing and changing.
Precisely. And to illustrate this, he tells this great story about using a chainsaw.
A chainsaw? What does a chainsaw have to do with wisdom?
Well, even with years of experience using a chainsaw, he still runs into new situations.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Like, even when you're an expert, you still got to adapt and learn new things.
Right. You got to apply your wisdom in different ways depending on the situation.
I'm starting to see how this whole wisdom thing is more than just book smarts. It's about being able to navigate life's curveballs, you know?
Exactly. It's a lifelong skill.
Okay, so I got to keep learning, stay adaptable. What else does Dr. Konkol highlight?
He talks a lot about this idea of the fear of the Lord.
Ooh, that sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, it can sound that way. But it's not about being terrified.
What is it about, then?
It's about having this deep respect, this understanding of God's ways.
Like recognizing that there's something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah, and that there's a higher moral authority.
Interesting. And how does he explain this in, like, a practical way?
He tells this really cute story about his daughter, about how she understood fairness even as a little kid.
I love a good kid story. So his daughter, she just naturally understood what was right and wrong.
Yeah, it was like this innate sense of justice.
So it's not just about following rules blindly. It's about developing that inner compass that guides us to do what's right.
Absolutely. In this idea of the fear of the Lord, it connects to a major theme in Proverbs.
What's that?
Choosing the right path. Like, there are two paths in front of us all the time.
Ooh, yeah, like the good path and the bad path, the path of righteousness and the path of wickedness.
You got it. Proverbs is all about presenting this choice between these two paths.
Kind of reminds me of Psalm 1.
Oh, yeah, it's a similar idea, yeah. The two ways.
So how do we make sure we're on the right path? Like, how do we actually apply this ancient wisdom to our modern lives?
That's where Dr. Konkol's next point comes in.
I'm listening. What's the secret sauce? How do we make Proverbs relevant today?
He talks about how we need to actively engage with the text.
Okay, more than just reading it.
Yeah, like really wrestle with it, think about it deeply, see how it applies to your life right now.
So it's not a passive thing, it's a dialogue, right? I like that.
Exactly. And it's not just about absorbing information, it's about putting it into action, actually living it out.
Okay, so we're getting somewhere. We're starting to figure out how to unearth this wisdom treasure. But Dr. Konkol also mentioned some potential dangers on this journey, right?
He does. He talks about figures like the wicked person and the foreign woman.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about those. But who are there really? Like, are those literal people we need to avoid?
Not necessarily.
I'm a little confused.
Dr. Kunkel says they're more like symbols. They represent temptations and distractions.
Oh, okay, I see. So the wicked person could be, like, anyone or anything that tempts us to do bad stuff.
Yeah, anything that might lead us away from wisdom.
So, like, giving in to greed, being dishonest, or taking the easy way out when we know it's wrong.
Bingo.
And what about the foreign woman? She seems a bit more mysterious.
Yeah, she's a bit more complex. And we're going to dig into her a little bit more next time.
Oh, cliffhanger. All right, so we've got this treasure map to wisdom, but it sounds like there are some serious obstacles along the way.
Well, every good adventure has its challenges, right?
True that. And this is definitely an adventure I want to be on. So what do you say? We take a quick break to let everyone catch their breath, and then we'll come back and talk more about this foreign woman and how to actually apply all this wisdom in our lives.
Sounds like a plan.
Great. We'll be right back after a short break. Okay, so last time we were talking about those potential dangers, remember? The wicked person and the foreign woman.
Right, those symbolic figures.
And today, I'm really curious to dig into that foreign woman a bit more.
Yeah, she's a fascinating one.
Because she's not just about, like, literal infidelity, right?
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Kunkel really emphasizes that.
He even compares her to the commandment about adultery. I never thought about it like that.
It's a powerful connection, isn't it?
It is. So what's the deeper meaning there? What's she really all about?
Well, Dr. Kunkel is talking about breaking covenants, betraying trust.
So it's like a metaphor for any kind of disloyalty.
Yeah. Think about it. Disloyalty in our relationships, our work.
Even to our own values.
Exactly. It's about recognizing those things that seem appealing at first.
But ultimately lead us down the wrong path.
It's like those get-rich-quick schemes, you see.
Ooh, good analogy. They sound great, but they usually end badly.
Yeah, they promise easy rewards, but they often lead to disaster.
Just like the path of folly?
Exactly. And that brings us back to that idea of the two paths.
The path of wisdom leading to life, and the path of folly leading to destruction.
That's a pretty stark choice, isn't it?
It is. So how do we make sure we're on the right path? How do we actually live this wisdom out?
Well, Dr. Kunkel talks about the importance of being intentional.
Okay. Being intentional. I like that.
Like actively seeking wisdom in every decision we make.
So it's about constantly asking ourselves, what's the wise thing to do here?
Exactly. What would a wise person do in this situation?
You know, it's like that gut feeling you have sometimes.
Right, like when you're at a crossroads.
Like deciding on a new job or something big.
And that inner wisdom can really guide you.
Yeah, help you choose the path that's truly best for you.
But that inner compass needs to be calibrated regularly.
Oh, how do we do that?
By keeping learning, growing, fine-tuning our understanding of wisdom.
That's where this whole treasure hunt metaphor comes full circle.
I like that, the treasure hunt.
Because it's an ongoing journey of discovery, right?
It is, uncovering those insights, those layers of wisdom.
That help us navigate life, figure things out.
And like Dr. Kunkel's chainsaw story, even experts are still learning.
Yeah, it's encouraging to know that.
Because it means we can always grow, no matter where we are.
There's always more to learn, to discover, to understand.
Exactly. And we always have the choice to seek more wisdom.
And to make wiser choices.
You got it. So we've talked about what wisdom is.
And why it's so important.
But how do we actually find it? How do we seek it out?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
And that's exactly what we're going to dig into next.
Ooh, I can't wait. It's like we're about to find the X that marks the spot on this treasure map.
I like that. Stay tuned, folks. We're about to uncover the secrets to finding wisdom.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground already. We talked about why wisdom is so valuable, what it even is, and the challenges we might face. But how do we actually get it?
Well, Dr. Kunkel gives us some really practical steps. And he actually gets these straight from Proverbs.
Okay, so like, what does Proverbs say about actually getting wisdom?
Well, first and foremost, it says we got to immerse ourselves in it.
Immerse ourselves? What do you mean? Like, take a wisdom bath?
Not quite. Ha ha. It's more about really engaging with the text of Proverbs. Read it. Reread it. Think about it deeply.
So it's like more than just a quick skim. Gotta really let it sink in.
Exactly. He even talks about memorizing certain verses.
Oh, wow. Like really making those words a part of us.
Right. Letting those teachings shape our thinking and our actions.
So it's not just about reading it once and then forgetting about it.
No way. It's got to be an ongoing thing. A habit.
Like, how do we actually do that? Make it a habit?
Well, it starts with intentionality, you know? Making time for it. thinking about what it means.
Like more than just passively reading the words.
Absolutely. It's like having a conversation with the text.
Ooh, that's a cool way to think about it. A conversation.
Right. Asking questions. Figuring out how it applies to our lives today.
You know, it's funny you say that because I often learn the most from like unexpected places.
Yeah, me too.
Like a random conversation or even making a mistake.
That's true. Those moments can be so powerful.
So wisdom isn't just about reading Proverbs, right? It's like all around us.
100%. We just got to be open to seeing it.
Open to those unexpected lessons. And not just learning, but doing right.
It's a key point. Wisdom isn't just knowledge.
It's about action. Walking the walk.
Yeah. Putting what we learn into practice.
It's like, okay, I know what's wise, but am I actually doing it?
That's the real test.
Yeah.
It's got to be reflected in our choices, our relationships.
In how we live our lives, basically.
Exactly. And remember, it's an ongoing journey.
Not a one-time destination, which reminds me of Dr. Conkle's chainsaw story.
Oh, yeah. He was still learning, even with years of experience.
And that's encouraging. It means there's always room for growth, no matter where we are.
We can always choose to learn more, to deepen our understanding.
So to sum it all up, this treasure of wisdom, it's about immersing ourselves in it.
Having those conversations with Proverbs.
Learning from the world around us. And then putting it into action.
Beautifully said. And this isn't just some theoretical thing.
Yeah, it's not just for academics or whatever.
It's about living a better life, a more fulfilling life.
A life full of meaning and happiness.
Yes, making choices that lead to peace and well-being.
So that was our deep dive into wisdom, everyone. We talked about what it is, why it matters, and how to find it.
And we hope you'll keep exploring this for yourselves.
Because Dr. Conkle's right. Learning wisdom never ends.
It's a lifelong pursuit. So what's one area of your life where you could use a bit more wisdom?
Yeah, think about it. And then do something this week to gain some insight.
Read an article. Talk to someone you admire.
Take some time to reflect. Even small steps can make a big difference.
And share your thoughts with us on social media. We want to hear what you're learning.
Because this journey is best when we share it with others. Keep seeking. Keep exploring. And until next time.
May your paths be filled with wisdom and your lives abundant with its rewards.